Well, I think for certain urbanization, as you've already highlighted, and conservation easement programs are the best way to allow longtime families to capture that value and still stay in the agricultural production. But trade and water both are the next two biggest. Labor is really, it's hard to make it three. It'd be trade, labor, and water altogether. Look, you need a predictable labor force in order to particularly work with fruits and row crops. That's going to continue to be a challenge, and it's really a failure at the federal level, and something I'm going to continue to advocate for them to fix. Again, trade opportunities give farmers the ability to have new markets and new ability to generate revenue. But water is really the key issue that the commissioner can work on a day-to-day basis in the role as commissioner, and making sure that it's available and reserved for rural Florida. There is no reason that we can't have enough go around between rural, urban, and natural Florida. And if we do have a challenge, it's an urban Florida challenge, and we need to have an urban Florida solution, whatever that is. Probably things like reservoirs and desal, retrofitting their facilities. In some places, Dade County, they lose maybe as much as half their water just in the pipes running between the plant and this faucet. So many of the solutions aren't complicated, but they shouldn't come at the expense of agricultural production.